Jeremy, Katie, and Josh in the morning.
Mix 100.
The only weird one that follows multiple places on his weather app, like an old man. I hopped on here because I just was going to see what the weather is going to be like in Golden this upcoming weekend. I'm going to that Golden's in Golden again. My wife and daughter are just dying to go look at the puppies. So I hopped on my weather app. And I was like, what's Golden going to be like? And I'm zipping through, and I'm like, why do I need to know the weather in Franklin, Tennessee? Why do I need to know what's going on in the Wisconsin Dells, which is currently 24 degrees? I wish I was in Anaheim. It's 60 degrees. Am I the only one that's following a bunch of random places on their weather app? Do you do that?
Absolutely. I've got Lone Tree, obviously, where we're at now. over on the Western Slope, I had all those cities in my phone. And then because I traveled along that mountain corridor so much, there's Glenwood Springs, and you've got Tebec in there, and Vail, and all those cities.
At least
cities
yours is somewhat local.
But then I've got Chicago, randomly Salt Lake City's on here, and I have all my little towns. I've got Fargo. I've got the little town I'm from in
What's
North
Fargo
Dakota.
At right now?
Fargo is at 25. So,
Nippy.
A little chilly out there in Fargo, but I mean, not much warmer. We're at 34 here in Lone Tree, so we're only 9 degrees warmer than Fargo. But the thing is, when I go on my weather app to see how warm it is for my walk or my run, I am nosy. I'm going to look at all the places see what the weather's like there. And when it's really cold here, the first thing I do is look at how cold it is in North Dakota so I feel better.
Right. Well, I'll let you know if you're making your way down to Orlando today. It's going to be 58. And Moab's coming in at a chilly 29. So, it's just funny. I'm like looking at this like, I got to delete all this, I think.
Okay.
I don't know.
We're not slouching here, though. It's going to be 61
Baja
City.
Holla.
Yeah.
Car wash is going to be slammed today. I got one more observation I want to give you. I guess I'm not the only one who does that on the weather app, but am I the only one that blames other people for like errands that I'm running that I'm embarrassed to be running, essentially? I'll give you a couple examples. We order a lot off the Zon, Amazon.
Yeah.
And it's mostly me. I'm not going to lie. I order a lot of crap off there. And then I get it and I don't like it. Okay. So I always return to one specific UPS store. My returns.
Yeah.
They're getting to know me, okay? I'm on a list, I guess. But as I walk in, I'm like, they're like, hey, how are you? Good to see you again. I do this. I go, ugh, my wife ordered more stuff again. Here I am. She's got
always?
An Amazon addiction or something. I was like, here I am again. I keep telling her to stop ordering stuff. Always.
Okay.
I blame on my wife.
And never offered? You just offer up this information to this guy?
I come in hot. I come in hot right away with blaming somebody else. Because I don't want to look like the idiot who's returning stuff constantly and ordering stuff constantly.
So they don't ask you.
They're not like, hey, how are you?
Again.
I immediately go, oh, the wife. Not again. I got to take the credit card away.
Completely unsolicited.
The second place I do it is Safeway. And I love Safeway so much.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly because they sponsor a lot of stuff on the show. But I like shopping at Safeway. I like using their app.
It's a superior store. Let's be honest.
I love their app. I love shopping on their app. Having them shop for me.
Yeah.
I pull up. They bring the groceries out. They put them in my truck. And I drive off.
Yeah.
It's the greatest thing ever. Okay. But I also feel very strongly that a lot of those services should be reserved for people that are not able to go shopping. Okay.
Yeah.
They're available for people that are really sick, the elderly, maybe a snapped a leg. Okay.
Yeah.
But I'm rolling in 2 or 3 times a week, hopping out. Hey, how are you? You know, I'm like, hey, thanks for doing all my shopping for me. I'm able bodied, but I'm lazy. So,
you hop out.
What I started doing when I hop out to help them load the groceries up, I say, ugh, I was out and about running errands, and I got another text from my wife saying, could you pick up Safeway? I'm like, what did she order now?
Everything on her.
I do. I'm like,
hater.
I'm like, oh, what did she order now? And I'm like laughing at the guy who's seen me 3 times this week. Like, I got to get her off your guys' app, man.
Does she know you do this?
No, this is the first if she's listening.
When she goes into these places, now she knows why they look at her a little funny.
Is that Jeremy's wife? She's got a shopping addiction.
You know, I do it, honestly, when the weekend rolls around and I'm going to get my snacks. Like, I'll go to Walgreens because they have the dollar, like, movie snacks, right? Like, the Junior Mints and the, you know, like, so they have all of those. And I'll go in and I'll grab 10. And then I'm like, oh, I have a slumber party of young girls in my house. Katie. Like I do. I always tell them there's like 10 children at my house. And these are all for me. But I don't want to tell them that. So I'm always like, there's 10 children I'm buying candy for today. So I will do that every
like
single
crazy
time.
Crazy ladies back buying junior mints again.
Yeah,
and apparently she's got a lot of small children at her house constantly. Have you ever like blamed your daughter for anything?
Yeah.
Like that's ripe for you.
I do. Well, and it's funny because like with Zoe, when she was younger, so this only worked up until she was about five because then she started telling on me. But when I would paint my nails, I do such an awful job because especially when I paint my right hand, I'm a little shaky. I'm a little worked up at times, right?
Sure.
So that comes out through my hands and I get a little shaky. Mm-hmm. So when I paint my nails, you can tell that I'm a little shaky. Uh-huh. So when Zoe was little,
it's all over your knuckles.
I used to just blame her. I was like, so my hands looked all awful. I'm like, well, I let my daughter paint them. So, you know, I'm just such a good mom. And then there was, but at one point, like, she totally told on me. She was like, you painted your nails, Mom. I'm like,
my mother's got a shaking problem. It's not me.
I know. I forgot you could talk. Dang it.
So, no, that is damn funny,
actually. I used to
blame
it on her all the
my
time.
My nails look hideous, but it's my daughter. She's the worst with that little brush. She's the worst. She gets it everywhere. It's ridiculous.